Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the kingdom of humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is brought to you by World of Tanks. Do not miss out on the game that was voted best online game of the year 2 years in a row. World of Tanks is available for download on your PC for free. New players in the U.S. can sign up now and enter code Rooster for awesome in-game items. World of Tanks. Download now and play for free at playtanks.us. This podcast is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere with Hulu Plus. On your TV or on the go with your smartphone or tablet. Shows like Family Guy, Once Upon a Time, New Girl, Scandal, and more. Right now you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/RoosterTeeth.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast. Cup edition.
Oh yeah.
2014.
You can see by the
football theme.
We should have gone to Brazil. Ta-da. Let's go to Brazil for next week.
Let's do that.
Let's be doing it remotely.
Did you bring your vuvuzela from South Africa? Not.
They banned those.
Vuvuzela.
They are banned in
what
Brazil.
What year was that? Was that 4 years ago or 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was
the last World Cup.
That was a pain in the anus, that was.
I liked it.
It was a How was it a pain in the ass for you?
You could hear, it's all you could hear when you're watching the game.
I could see saying it's annoying. I can't.
It added a nice atmosphere to it. Like,
what is a pain in the ass?
It's like a brand.
Like you have to go out of your way to deal with something.
That's a really specific definition of pain in the ass.
Depends how often you deal with your ass pain.
Frequently. All the time. Did you see me last week or 2 weeks ago? I was sick. I almost didn't make it.
How was last week? I wasn't here.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks ago. Last week was good.
Was it good?
Yeah, we had a good time.
I wasn't on.
What were you doing? Oh, you were at
E3. I was at
E3. How'd that go?
I was in Los Angeles. Well, I suppose
I can tell you got the fucking LA stink on you. Look at this, a tie and a pink shirt.
You look, like me when I showed up here.
What?
You look drunk as hell. No, what's with your swoopy hair? It's all like
You do have drunk Bernie hair.
Yeah, you do. No, what happened was I wore a hat all day and I didn't want to wear a hat when I come on here. Hold on, let me see if I can fix.
No.
It's all better.
Not any better.
The I was on the IGN podcast and I was gonna wear this. What I'm wearing now in honor of Greg, and sure enough, I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't because he wore black and pink, a black shirt and a pink tie.
Wow,
that'd have been really fucking funny. Yeah. But no, that was fun. It was a good time. I assume we'll be talking about E3 on the patch a lot this week, but it was fun.
Yeah. What else were you gonna do but didn't?
Tell us more.
He asked me why the fuck I'm wearing this, Gavin. That's why I told that story.
Because you're gonna wear it on another show.
I was this close to wearing a red shirt today. This close.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
How awkward would that have been?
Really bad.
People would have been talking about it for weeks.
Nice hat.
You wearing that shirt?
Yeah, I am.
Say, Gavin.
I said that, didn't I? I don't remember saying it like that.
It's all the brain, anyway.
Yeah. What was that from?
Thank you.
Was our discussion about that?
I think it was talking about...
It was probably around the senses conversation.
That's exactly
It came down
shit.
To the fact that it's just the brain.
Now we're
But you also talked about
senses,
it.
Bernie.
You also talked about it, like we were talking about illnesses, and how if you're getting sick, just stop.
Also in the brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, also in the brain. Yeah. That you can
just
overcome.
Just undo it.
You just prove my point. The shirt is 100% accurate.
Yeah.
It can be applied in a variety of situations. Gus is wearing a shirt, by the way. Nobody's fucking explained it. So Gus is wearing a shirt that says, "It's all the brain anyway."
And it's got a picture of a brain.
Which Gavin does not like because he thinks it looks like intestines.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just say it looks like my small intestine. It looks very...
Specifically yours?
Well, I mean, I imagine that's what it looks like.
Gary?
What? You always wonder when people go through surgery and they have, like, they get all their guts taken out, like...
Well, they don't get them taken out, though, do they? Yeah. I mean, like, removed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get...
No, I mean, taken out, like, on a nice date. I mean, why do you always not understand the words I say? Every time you ask me that, it's like taking the guts out. What do you mean, like, removed?
There's taken out and there's removed. There's two different things. Like...
They took it out and then put it back in?
Like, yeah, when they remove them for a moment, like they don't...
If they do surgery on the back of someone's eye, they'll pull your eye out, but they'll put it back. They're not going to remove the eye, though.
They pull your... Wait a minute. They what? Pull your eye out and they put it back.
From the back of your
head? Here's what I'm talking
about. The eyes just sit on the cheeks, like looking down.
I like to imagine there's a specialized tool for that, like a little... like it's almost like this bottle opener. This is like a little wedge, like a little pry bar you get in there, like... it makes a noise, like, yep, that's the sound. There's like a dude who's like, I live for that sound.
Well, how else do you operate in the back of an eye? Through the back of the head?
You can actually go... They go through the eye. They go through... I'm not kidding. They go through the eye. They just said the move they did too. Through the eye. They, I know a guy who...
Well, all the eye goo will spill out.
We know a guy who had a, like, scar tissue on the inside of his eyes. A guy we used to work with, Gus.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, and I got reminded of this when there's a scene in Dead Space 2 where they drill into your eye and you have to hold perfectly still to do it. And he said that they're putting up horrible images on our
awesome.
Screen. They drilled into the guy's eye. And he said that seemed like it would be bad.
Get it off! Get it off!
They got a preview image up.
Gavin, that looks like your eye.
Oh, are you broadcasting that? What's wrong with you people? Fucking maniacs.
It's gone? Oh, no, it's on the TV.
It's on the other
Get
one.
It
off!
Well, okay, they went through what?
That reminds me of Clockwork Orange.
They put a needle into his eye, and like somehow a needle that can make a 90-degree bend, which I know they have oil drills that can do that, so I'm assuming maybe they had a needle that can do that.
Yeah, same technology.
And they did whatever they were going to do. They were going to do the thing, and they got the bit on the side of his eye all scraped off. It was like scar tissue or something like that. And he said he thought that would have been as bad as it was. He said actually the worst part was when they drew the needle out of his eye, and it like reached that surface tension point, and his eye like held on to it.
Mm.
It went
like, little...
it went, and it came, when it came out. He could both feel it and hear it when it came out.
You could hear it.
Like, that, like I think more like sense it with your sense of eye. Yeah, you could feel
have
it.
Like it's snapping back.
You know.
Do you ever hear your eye in a really quiet room?
Never. Never,
I
ever,
blink
ever.
Very loudly.
What do you hear, hear my eye?
I've heard my eye before.
What does it do?
Like on a
hey,
really
Gavin.
Quiet...
Okay.
Let's look at stuff.
Here's what we're seeing right now. Over there's a chair. Don't hit that. Then when there's the computer, you like that. Let's go look at that.
Boobs. Yay.
What does your eye sound like?
But if it's a really quiet morning and I've kind of just, I'm just like opening my eyes, sometimes it's just like, it'd be like, you know, like.
No, so, I so don't
it's,
know.
So it's the eye opening. It's not it's like, I thought you meant like your eye's moving. It goes whoosh, whoosh.
No.
As it moves
oh my God, do you hear that?
I don't. I hear myself like my eyelids.
Can you imagine how loud a game of tennis
sound?
Would be?
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
What if that was like, what if everyone's eyes made noise? They would make movies really differently. Like, you know how you look left and right when people are talking on screen? They put them across from each other? A whole room full of people going... the worst thing
right,
ever.
We should have someone redo the sound of just one random RT short, and every eye movement should have a squelch.
I love it. When we did the early podcasts, and I can't even tell you which one it was, I was mortified when I would listen to it, and I was a little bit heavier then, and then Gus would be talking about something, you hear me going. Just like breathing.
So that was a lot of the podcast editing back in the early days, was removing audio tracks when people weren't talking. It's like if someone wasn't talking, I didn't want to hear it, because sometimes it's just like gross stuff. It's just like, I know they're not talking here, cut. They start talking here, cut. Get rid of all that.
That's
silence.
Like, I do that a lot with Let's Plays, like people coughing and sniffing and stuff. Jack's notoriously bad for like beard scratching and breathing and all that.
Yeah, I just did I don't know if you call it a Let's Play, but I did a video with my kids. And it was just audio editing was a nightmare, because like you talk to them and then they would go like this, like, Gus, if you're talking to me, ask a question. They go, yeah, so I did this thing. I said, no, on the mic. And they go, on the mic? Constantly moving their chairs and everything. It's just like, you don't realize like all the little things you pick up. Mm-hmm. About
people get mad when someone on a Let's Play has food in their mouth.
They get mad on the podcast too.
Because it's unprofessional. What part of any Let's Play we made is professional?
Get that food out of your mouth. You're going to hear your dick jokes.
I did.
I did a slow-mo guys once where I had gum in my mouth, and they're like, don't chew gum while you're hosting a video. So the next one, I had like a whole pack of gum in my mouth. It's completely inaudible.
I like that. That tends to be the reaction for constructive criticism is one person say, hey, don't chew gum. And you're like, well, I'm going to make this worse for everybody who watches my videos.
Also, don't tell me how to make my own video. How about that?
That's also worse.
I'm putting it online, and then you watch it if you want.
Well, fucking served by Gavin Free.
Well, that's how YouTube works. You don't tell us what to make.
Yeah, but do you read the comments?
I read the comments like straight after I've uploaded it.
Okay.
To see if the audio is missing or something. It's like technical. It's like if everyone's like, oh, it stopped at 2 minutes, then I'll be like, ah.
But if everyone's like, great. For everybody.
No. If someone's like, great video, I'll be like, yeah. Comments are
great video. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I know. What? You know, of course.
I've learned that.
It's a Gavin Free video.
Don't tell me anything. My video's great.
Comments are a waste of time.
I disagree. I know a lot of people think that, but I disagree.
For my videos, they're a damn waste of time.
I think 20% of the comments are a waste of time, and those 20% will override everything else.
Yeah, you can't let the negative comments.
I don't even say negative. Just like even some of the positive stuff is garbage. But, you know, it's just, there really is. Maybe it's not 20%. Maybe it's 30, 40%.
Why are comments 80%. Good? Why are comments good on YouTube? Like, everyone says like and comment. I don't want you to comment. Like, could I say don't comment?
You can disable comments.
Yeah. Why don't I want to do that?
Why not? Why?
Because people like said, you know, argue with each other, don't they, in the comments?
Yeah.
I'll let them do that. I just don't have to read it.
You'll let them do that. King Gavin is beneficial or benevolent to his subjects.
Well, I understand what he's saying. Squabble. It's his channel. He can do whatever he wants on his own channel.
Yeah, but he just said he doesn't like comments. He doesn't see the point in them, but he won't disable them.
Disabling comments.
It makes the video. It makes people not want to watch the video. If I see a video with all the comments disabled, I think it's like a fake or it's a shock video or something.
Yeah,
I won't watch it.
I used to. Yeah, I don't know. I used to like just like not. I'll just remove garbage comments now. And
on YouTube.
I will remove comments. Usually, what I do is I spend like the first hour after I put a video up, I'll spend time in the comments, and it's like if someone makes like just a garbage comment, I just get rid of it. I just like all the first and all that stuff. I just get rid of it. You know. I used to let it, like sit there for like to get more comments, but I don't care about that.
Yeah.
And then like somebody makes a comment, I reply to it and like
but
you know, have an actual discussion.
Why is getting
Tara's really loud?
She's like in the room with
why us. Is getting rid of garbage comments worth your time?
No, because I'm in the comments anyway.
Well, then he wants to try to foster positive comments and like actual discussion about the video.
I think if you actually
legitimate comments, not bullshit throwaway.
Like this video I posted last night for Father's Day. I sat down with JD and Teddy, my sons, and we played Star Control 2, Gus.
Nice.
And so I showed him Star Control 2 and talked about why I liked that game so much as a kid. So it was like a little bit of a brief introduction, then we did like a let's play. It's like, here's why the game is interesting, and the kids just want to play the game, so it's like, go ahead, let's play the game. We played the game. And so I just sat in the comments. I sat in the comments for the first hour because my kids were in it, mainly because I thought, and like, this would be a video that I might disable the comments on.
Yeah.
Because my kids are savvy enough that they'll go back and watch it, you know, look and read the comments. And so that one in particular, I sat in there for a little bit longer than I normally would, like just removing comments. But I found that I was removing comments that were not just like, you know, negative, like, you know, but I would also remove like,
kids,
yeah, I would remove like ones that were just like, just what'd you take the time to post this? It was just like.
Do they have their own YouTube account?
Yeah, JD
does. Is there a way for you to disable them, their ability to see comments?
I have no idea. I could ban them from the channel, I guess, but I don't think they log in to watch their stuff.
That. Yeah.
Explain that at the dinner table. I banned you from my YouTube channel.
Or it's better if the kid notices it, like, Dad, I said I want to talk to you about, you banned me from your YouTube channel. It's awkward. Gus is not about awkward situations.
Yeah, I bet. I banned Gus, by the way.
I liked that video. I thought it was really... really cool to see you and your kids playing a game. I liked how you were explaining the plot of it, and you're like, yeah, this is really like a game that like I was really into when I was younger, and you explained the plot, and JD goes, fucking cliche.
Yeah. He heard about like how in Star Control 2 there's a...
Did he say it like that?
Yeah. He didn't say fucking cliche. Yeah. But he was real like...
That'd be badass if he had.
He was like, well, that's a cliche. Yeah. Like, he was like real like... Well,
that's never been done before.
And, you know, Teddy doesn't give a shit about anything. So
he was looking for some aliens to destroy.
Exactly right. He was in it for the pure mayhem. But it was Star Control 2, and it was like the ancient civilization that was technologically advanced that somehow disappeared one day and left behind a legacy of mystery and advanced technology. So that's like in every sci-fi game ever since.
Four in a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mass Effect.
Did you hear that story here in Austin last week that Chinese food market, this Chinese supermarket up in North Austin, got fined by the health department.
Uh-oh.
Because they were selling pizzle for human consumption.
What is pizzle?
Yeah, what?
Cow dick.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Don't eat that pizzle.
It was designated not for human consumption. It was to be used as like a dog toys. And the supermarket took it out of its packaging, then repackaged it and sold it to people as human grade meat. Pizzle?
So what's your problem with that?
Ugh.
It was not.
This is a really gross picture.
I ain't got a problem with if you want to eat some cow dick, but if it's not fit for human consumption.
Right, it's labeled specifically not fit for human consumption.
Is the story there really that it's cow dick? Like, when you hear that people are eating cow dick, does that bother you on like a anatomical level?
Yeah, but
doesn't bother
there is
me at all.
Fit I find it for weird human consumption cow dick versus not fit for human consumption cow dick.
You gotta be aware of the cow dick that's going in your
mouth. Who needs that level of judgment in your life? It's like, well, you're dead and your dick isn't even fit for human consumption. I mean, what's the distinction?
It's the same thing. I mean, what's the difference? It's the difference between Alpo and a fucking steak.
We keep saying cow dick, but that's like an oxymoron, isn't it? It should be bull dick.
Yeah, bull dick.
By the way,
I didn't even think of that.
That was an impressive shot right there. That was that guy was a shower, not a grower. So I'm impressed by that.
What's Alpo?
But I think they only
Alpo's
dog food. Oh. And I think they only got fined like $5,000.
What's the generic term for dog food? That's a popular brand name of dog food in the U.S.
Pedigree?
What would you say if you have like a throwaway name for dog food? Like kibble?
Kibbles and bits.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the British guy.
I don't know.
I've never had
a dog.
You never had a dog?
No.
It's called dog food?
Dog food, yeah.
Yeah?
What about cats?
Fair play.
Yeah, a cat.
Cat food.
All right. Yeah, he's getting a cat. He's got a dog now and he's getting a cat. He's excited about it.
Yeah, my life's just filling up.
It happens. Here we go. Here we go.
The weight of your life is like evident.
So
it's like weighing you down. I can see it.
I'm going to get a kitten. I wanted to call it Bob Hoskins because he died like right when we decided to get a kitten. But now I think I'll call it Smee.
Call him Robert.
Why Robert?
Because for Bob. Just call him Robert.
Call him
Bob.
Smee? What's
Smee? Bog Salad.
It's just a Bob Hoskins character, wasn't it?
Oh, never mind. Hook. There you go. You got it.
Or Eddie Valiant. That'd be a good name for a cat.
Eddie Valiant would be one.
Valiant, yeah.
Bog Salad.
Bog Salad's pretty
good. That's the name of the
If you
the
named your cat.
Cat
Eddie Valiant, I would call him Evie. That just seems like a good abbreviation.
I'm okay with that.
What's that?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Maybe Eddie Valiant's the way to go.
You know, you've renamed every animal you've ever come in contact with, except for Joe the Cat.
Joey's untouchable.
Don't call him Joe. Call him Joe the Cat.
That's not his name.
Would you rename Eddie Valiant? Like, if you named your cat Eddie Valiant, would you then immediately give him a different
name?
No,
I only rename stuff that I don't like.
Joe the Cat is a... Fuck, is a rotten flea bag now. That cat, he's just...
I saw him last night.
Yeah, he's a misery.
Yeah, I picked him up.
And I told you, that cat's covered in fleas. Watch out.
Oh, you mean literally he is a flea bag.
He's a flea bag, dude.
As opposed to what?
No, like, you could say, like, a flea bag, like a dirt bag or a scumbag. Just
Yeah, or just like a ratty old cat, which he is a ratty old cat now. But he's happy as can be because he's an indoor-outdoor cat. And where I live in Austin, I swear the ecology of where I live in Austin is entirely different than anywhere else I've lived in Austin over the last 20 years. Like, when we were watching Game... You guys came over for Game of Thrones last night. Gus didn't come again.
Yeah, why would I do that?
Why wouldn't you come? Actually, you would have been miserable last night.
Yeah, you know this much.
I'm about 95% certain that Miles unplugged the DVR before the show finished taping and brought it out. Because it's Miles' job.
Oh, it went long.
It did go long.
Yeah.
And he wasn't prepared
for that. Oh, is that why it skipped
to act? I'm pretty sure that's what happened. I'm pretty sure.
It was like,
no one else in Austin experienced that.
Yeah, I thought I would go on Twitter and see everyone like talking about it. I was like, nope, must
it was
just been us.
A pivotal moment in the show.
I saved Game of Thrones, though, because I had taped the other showing of it.
And then it cut to some ad where a woman was yelling in the street. It was kind of fitting, actually.
It was that HBO show, The
Leftovers.
The Leftovers, yeah.
It's about a lasagna casserole in the refrigerator.
It's the day after Thanksgiving.
the unwanted sit chill.
Are you going to watch that?
I think I'll watch it just because I like the music they chose for the trailers.
Yeah, you're an idiot. I mean,
it's,
no offense.
Didn't Damon Lindelof mm-hmm. write it? You guys like that shit?
We are in a TV show.
Hey, I'm an idiot.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, don't take offense. Come on.
I won't
remove my comment.
I watched him physically shrug that off.
What did he say? What happened? What did he say? I missed it.
No, go ahead.
Okay. If we ever have a TV show that goes on, like one of these big networks like AMC or HBO, whenever you're on one of the shows, you have to ask, look, we're a new show. Don't promote the shit out of us on the popular show.
You don't want to Low Winter Sun them?
Low Winter Sun, no Leftovers,
it's
none
a turn
of that.
Now.
Like Silicon Valley, they hit the promotion for that show pretty much spot on. And something about that. Who's the guy from Daily Show that everybody loves so fucking much? That has
John Oliver.
Yeah, people fucking love that guy because he's British and that's easy.
He's
and,
all right.
So that show they promote too much too, but somehow he gets away with it. I don't know how.
Yeah, I think I saw
his promos aren't even that good.
Yeah, not, it's the same one over and over.
It is. It's the same joke again and again.
Yeah. They. Well, like, I think HBO
on Sunday,
released
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We're gonna take some Sundays off.
Yeah. HBO released some, I guess, viewer data on Silicon Valley and the Game of Thrones season finale today. Mm-hmm. I guess the Silicon Valley is now their most watched half hour show, and the season finale for Game of Thrones was like 37% higher than the previous season finale.
Do you know the philosophy?
It's a damn good episode.
Behind the HBO's philosophy, the way they do things, that their hour-long shows are all licensed IP stuff, and then their half-hour shows are all original stuff.
Hmm, interesting.
So they can like use the big shows to kind of lead the way for their smaller original shows.
What's the
dude, everybody loves Silicon Valley.
It's a good show.
I need to continue watching a lot. I've watched like three episodes.
Yeah, I think Silicon Valley, I want to say, averaged like 5.6 million viewers an episode.
That's pretty awesome.
That's
and,
awesome.
On a paid channel, dude. Yeah, yeah right. Paid channel.
And I think the Game of Thrones season finale was like 8.9 million watched it first run, then like another 7 million watched it in the first 24 hours on DVR.
Wow. Because yeah, they fucked up the recording.
That happens sometimes.
That's so cool. I thought it was the best finale of all the finales so far in that show.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty satisfying.
They usually, it's usually episode 9 is the big one, and then episode 10 is kind of just tying things up. It wasn't the way this time.
Are you looking forward to season 5?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's
8 more months?
Like 8. Oh, 10 months.
Months
away.
10 months. Oh, Jesus.
Can I tell you something I've noticed over now 4 seasons of watching Game of Thrones and our joke about when we have Game of Thrones night, we always cheer for the nudity slate when it comes up. Here's what I've learned. If the nudity warning doesn't come up at the beginning of that episode, watch the fuck out. People are going to be fucking dying all over that episode.
If there are no tits to calm you down, the murder shows up.
It is. They have boobs to murder balance. And it's like, if there's no boobs, you're like, watch out.
Murder's gonna sometimes be like, there is boob murder.
Sometimes there's boob murder.
Yeah. Like Joffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Boob murder. Sometimes it happens.
Mm.
I like that character, too. If you're talking about the same one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a good character.
She was good.
You talking about season 1 character or this season?
I think he's talking about an old one.
Okay, let's not even go into it because we're gonna get spoiler territory.
Let's get as vague as possible.
Yeah, let's get as vague as possible. I will say this, though, as spoiler-free as this gets, is that you've read all the books, right?
Correct.
Mr. Goose?
Correct.
So somehow they were like going along, and season 1 was the first book, season 2 was the second book, season 3 was first half of the third book, season 4 was supposed to be the second half of the third book. Nope, they went all the way through the fifth book. With some of the storylines.
Some of the storylines really started leapfrogging ahead, and then some of it just, like, took weird turns, and, yeah.
Well, I would not be surprised next season if it goes Walking Dead level of just, like, the books are kind of out the window and more of a guideline.
Yeah. A friend of mine finished book 3 in anticipation.
I was scratching my neck. I thought I was off camera. I'm embarrassed by that.
A friend of mine finished book 3 in anticipation of the season 3 finale, and then some of the stuff in that finale, he's like, I haven't gotten there in the book yet.
And he won't.
Yeah, the show spoiled the book for him.
Yeah, it's like some of that stuff is just like
show spoiled the book. I love it.
But there were also moments where stuff from this season was in the first book.
Is that possible?
Yeah. The bit where it doesn't spoil anything really. The Hound was talking about what happened to his face.
Just backstory
stuff.
He also
talked about that
in
season 1.
That was the first season when they introduced him.
Yeah, but that conversation he had with Arya, he had with Sansa in the book in the first book.
Yeah.
They just put it in the episode.
Oh.
Like, they never talked about how his brother did that.
They mentioned it in season 1.
In the show.
Yeah.
But it was the exact conversation.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you mean burning his face and all that stuff? And
yeah, and how his dad was, you know.
Oh, his face is burned? What?
Yeah, I know.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So,
he keeps his hair long. I can't tell.
It's true. It's like his makeup.
He's a great actor. The guy that plays the Hound's a great actor.
Yeah.
I think you blew my mind when you told me he's the guy from Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
Yarp.
Yarp.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, listen, casting is tough. But it can be the most rewarding part of any production. We went through some casting stuff on day 5, and it was just like, it was great. I think they nailed all that stuff perfectly. And it made production of that show a lot easier.
Yarp.
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 Yarp. Here, let me read this thing here.
Plus, we burned people's faces.
I want to remind everyone, this episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is brought to you by Hulu Plus. You've probably tried Hulu on your computer. Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch current season episodes of your favorite shows like Modern Family, The Daily Show, and Scandal. Watch every episode of shows like Nashville, Lost, and Doctor Who. You get ad-free movies and kids' shows, too. Now more than ever, there's so much to watch. Take total control with Hulu Plus to stream these shows and thousands more as much as you want, whenever you want. Hulu Plus works on your computer, smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much any streaming device you already own. You can even watch on your phone or iPad while on the train, at work, at the dentist, or in the bathroom. You can even block off a day to binge. You'll also get access to originals you can't get anywhere else. Check out the new show, Deadbeat, a comedy about a pot-smoking guy who talks to ghosts. Binge on all 10 episodes now. For only $7.99 a month, get your shows anytime, anywhere. It's like a quarter a day. Right now, sign up at HuluPlus.com/RoosterTeeth. Get 2 weeks, full access, completely free. It's a whole extra week with more with this special offer when you sign up at HuluPlus.com/RoosterTeeth. Get with it. Start streaming TV now with Hulu Plus. Get it free for 2 weeks. Go to HuluPlus.com/RoosterTeeth. I have a problem I want to talk about.
Uh-oh.
All right, go for it.
You were there. You experienced this problem. We were watching the World Cup earlier.
We were all there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All four of us.
All four of us were there. We do not have
United
cable.
States versus Ghana.
We do not have cable, so we were watching it on the Apple TV. And we were streaming it, you know, via the Watch ESPN app.
We were doing something different, though, because...
I'm getting there. Okay. Jesus, Jordan. So we were taking that
feed. Yeah, don't come on the podcast and talk, kid.
And then we were running into the Xbox One so that we could use, like, the Xbox app. And
is that what was happening?
Yeah. And you could see, like, stats and stuff on the side. The problem was, I've had that Apple TV on streaming all day, so I guess it had built up a buffer and it lagged behind the actual broadcast.
Yep.
So towards the end of the US-Ghana game, stuff started getting spoiled for us because there would be like pop-up notifications from the Xbox about goals or the end of the game. We're like, fuck! And it was coming up like 4 minutes before stuff would happen.
Yeah, really tense, and like questions were popping up that haven't happened yet. Yeah, like, do you think that will be the winning goals? What the fuck?
That was a great moment where it was a free kick, I guess. Yeah. No, it was a corner.
Yeah.
And they were just setting up for the corner. It goes, ba-dum!
Goal.
Goal, USA! We're just like... and then he kicks it in. The guy heads it into the net. And we're like, yay!
Barbara was on her computer, and I guess she was like reading Twitter and stuff.
She's such a sneaky little devil.
She was like, no, they're gonna score. I can feel it in my bones.
When she kept saying that, I was like, I know you know it now.
I didn't realize that we were on a delay, so I suspected it.
So I closed my laptop.
That's unbelievable.
She's like, I can feel it. And we're gonna be like, oh, Barbara, you're psychic.
Yeah, and then to fuck with us, she was like, no, I think Ghana's going to score now.
We did that in college to fuck with a buddy of mine where he would watch Jeopardy every day, and he had a fucking – did I tell this story already? He had a Jeopardy calculator. It was like a whole thing. Seriously, it was a handheld device, and it would look like a Jeopardy calculator so we could play along at home and keep score for himself, like answering the questions.
Why can't you just write down the question?
He was into it. He was totally into it. And one day he had to go home – and he had to stay for an extra day. Couldn't be there on Monday. So this is back in the days of VHS. So we would all gather in his room to watch Jeopardy. We recorded Jeopardy, and we all watched it like two or three times. Then he came in, and we played the previous day's episode of Jeopardy.
And he thought it was live.
And he thought it was live. He'd answer questions, and we're like, you know, who's Charles Manson? What is the Battle of Hastings? And he's like, what the fuck? So he was very confused by everybody in the room and knowing every answer to every single question.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good prank.
I can't imagine. So I'm still baffled by the Jeopardy calculator. Was it just so he could keep track of his score more easily, or was it like a play at home game that communicated with Jeopardy?
It literally didn't communicate with Jeopardy. It was just sitting on there, and he would answer a question. He'd enter the dollar amount, and he had a daily double for handling that part of it, and it would just keep track of his score.
It was like a play along thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just like so he could answer all the questions.
How old was this guy?
Yeah.
He was college. He was in engineering.
Get a life.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to look it up, see if it exists still.
Speaking of socially awkward, weird things.
Hey, don't make fun of him.
I feel like we need to teach people who work here that adding water to an empty soap container does not make soap.
Does not equal more soap.
Yeah, it does.
No, it does not.
It totally does.
It does not.
It just stretches it out a little bit more.
It does not. Have you encountered this yet?
We'll
run out of soap in the bathroom. Oh, you don't wash your hands after the bathroom. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
And you go to like pump soap on your hands, and it's just like it just shoots water out.
Yeah.
Like,
that's gross.
This isn't soap. This is just dirty water.
Water becomes really gross when it's not yours.
Is it ever yours?
Like when everyone did shots of vodka and it was water. That is so gross.
It's just like tepid water that's been sitting out.
I didn't put the water there.
That's the Jeopardy challenger.
That's exactly it. It looks like I went to college in 1974, though, because of that picture. But that's exactly what it was.
Get an iPhone app, you prick.
Yeah, you prick. Go to the future. Get an iPhone. So put an app on it.
It's called
the
Jeopardy Challenger, and it looks like a calculator. But it's a. It's just its entire purpose was so you can track your Jeopardy score for the day.
How do you write your answer?
It just you don't. It's on the honor system. If you got it right,
how do you write the answer? So you can't even wrap your mind around how lame this thing is. It's just a what is the Battle of Hastings? And it got it right.
Calculator. It's a calculator with just preset number amounts.
And it can
fill in the blanks
the
as
number,
you go.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's the full thing.
It got a little music note?
And the little number pad. We play the Jeopardy theme.
Nice. Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, you're filling out your final Jeopardy?
What the
Jeopardy?
Fuck? It's got to come with some use.
Wait, I thought you were joking when you said it played the Jeopardy theme.
What else would it do?
Well, how does the Jeopardy theme go?
Da 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 da. That's it. That is a Jeopardy theme. I fucking heard it every day in college.
That's my new ringtone.
Fucking Whitlock watching it. He had an armchair, too. He'd sit there and watch it the whole time. Dude was fucking locked in. He was locked in. He loved his Jeopardy.
He has no time for your shit.
He seriously had no time for
my shit.
So
you were streaming from the Apple TV all day.
Smart dude, too.
I thought we're not allowed to stream here.
Oh, my God. How many times are we going to fucking talk about
Gavin.
This?
Are we not? Are we are? What?
You were here. Yes, you can. Go ahead.
I don't want to. I actually have work to do.
So. I good for you. You were there, too. You were watching also.
You didn't seem so busy when we were watching the game.
I watched the last 5 minutes.
I think you showed up at halftime.
Yeah, you did.
Prick.
Last 5 minutes.
I want someone to back me up about the fact that Go ahead.
Are we talking about mystery time?
Mystery time.
Talk about it.
Yeah, you
tell it.
No.
Time.
I want to hear your explanation.
I want to hear his interpretation.
Go for it, Jordan.
Bernie was confused by... What do you call penalty time or mystery time?
Stoppage time.
At the end of each half, they have the stoppage time, and he always thought it was a mystery to everyone else. Like they would just end the game arbitrarily, randomly, with no warning. After time has gone,
they just didn't ever tell you what the amount of time at the end
but
of the game.
But they put it on the screen every single time for both halves, and they hold up a board. Ow! When they know how much the ref's going to add.
They announce it at the stadium as well.
There will be 4 minutes of extra time.
And he was convinced that it was going to be wrong, but it ended right on
the dot. It ended right on 95 minutes.
No, it didn't. It was 3 seconds early they stopped it.
No, it was right on the dot.
So you're complaining that they stopped it early.
If they stopped an American football game 3 seconds early, that'd be a big fucking deal. Big fucking deal. Time matters. Time matters.
Not in footy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing was going
to
happen.
If something's about to happen, you wait.
Yeah.
Like they always blow up a random part.
The ultimate argument, what it boiled down to, was Bernie said he was upset with soccer because you never know when the game's going to end. But it's a much tighter window than like an American football game where it's like the game's going to be 3 to 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
You know, at least the clock is a lot more definitive or is a lot closer in soccer than it is like in American football.
Like when they start the match, an hour and a half later, you're going to be done with the match.
Well, and then 15 minutes for halftime.
When they have a half, thank you. So.
Yeah. It's like a 2-hour commitment as a game of football.
Yeah, it's like clockwork. They start the game on time, 45 minutes after that.
But it's
really.
I am not in any way saying that American football time is superior the way they do. I agree.
It sounds like that's what you're saying.
The start and stop. It was just something I thought was the case, and I still maybe I just have completely misunderstood.
In your defense, I think that's the way it used
football?
To be. I remember watching games when I was younger, and that was the case.
It was just like at the end they would just keep playing. It's like the referee will stop them when stoppage time is done, and you just didn't know how much time there was.
Right, but you always know it's going to be between maybe 1 and 5.
It's
minutes,
not going to. Yeah, it's not going to go to like.
Well, you guys know. You guys are saying you do know. There's a board, and they put it on the screen every single time.
I've been alive, I've always seen the number.
Ever since you've been watching footy
on the screen. Yeah.
Hey, do you have any kind of love for the San Antonio Spurs because you root for the Tottenham Hotspurs?
No,
not at all.
No.
Isn't
Spurs
it just Hotspur?
Won fifth championship. The Spurs won. Kara just went woohoo.
There's a lot of people who do not like the Spurs in this office.
Jack hates them.
Really?
Jeff hates them.
There's a lot of Texas teams I don't like. It's just like. Do you have this experience too, Gus? We've been down to Australia a bunch. Michael and Lindsay are down in Australia right now for Supernova.
Down.
Hi, guys.
I couldn't help but notice that when you go to Australia, the intense regional rivalries in Australia. Like if you say we're in Sydney, it's like, oh, next week we're going to Melbourne. And everybody goes, boo, you fucking shitheads. Fuck them. Or, you know, if you go to like Perth, the people in Perth are like, boo, we stink.
Everyone in Perth hates Perth.
We're so far away.
We had a great time in Perth.
I loved Perth.
It was a blast. You know, Michael and Lindsay are going there.
Yeah.
So
what's crazy to me is that Michael and Lindsay, in relation to us, are upside down right now.
Mm-hmm. Now I don't like to think about it like that. They're 8 hours behind like us tomorrow.
They're like
all
bats.
Of the time, all of the fun they're having right now in relation to us is flipped upside down.
I don't, all of the fun we're having in relation to them is flipped upside down.
I totally don't think of it that way.
What do you mean?
I don't think the Earth is having it up and down. It's just we're all on the surface.
Well, in relation to you, I mean, we're all on the. What do you mean?
I still don't think of that like right. that.
Yeah, you don't think of it that way,
so
but
you're
they
on top
are.
Of the goal.
Imagine,
I see what
not
you're
really.
From.
Imagine in space.
Oh, okay.
Cut out the Earth, and now you're just in space. You're this way up. I mean, no, you're like that way up.
Oh God.
Cut them out. They're that way up.
Put and you move together, us close together. Like you could never put us. That's the thing, though. You're taking the Earth out of the equation. I could never get close to Michael Lindsay and be you know, like, if I'm going to do a comparison, I could never get near what them. If, they would be right side up.
What if you had a satellite?
They're right side up. They're right side up. Just far away from me at a different angle. I don't know how else to put
it. No, well, if you went straight down through the Earth and popped out.
They are near the antipode.
Of what?
Austin.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. They'll be, when they go to Perth, they will be. No, yeah. I just don't think of it like that.
But it doesn't matter what you think about it.
Yes, it does. It totally matters what I think about it.
If you slammed into each other like this, you would slam into each other feet first.
I totally get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying about that. I mean,
he gets it. He just.
I totally get it. I'm just saying that I don't. That's not the way I conceptualize it.
That's like saying
it.
The color blue. Yeah, but nah.
No.
Not blue.
Nope. I totally don't think about it like
Australia,
that. Like if I were to travel to Michael and Lindsay, they would not be upside down.
Correct. Because you would be.
Well, that's because you would be upside down too.
You would flip over going there.
See, yeah.
So you would do this. Yeah, like that. Your plane.
We're all right set up on the surface.
I know. Everyone knows that.
I know.
You mean they're not standing on their heads in Australia?
There's no other way to exist for us to exist. I can't exist upside down on the surface of the planet.
Yeah, so, you can.
No, I can't.
What?
I can exist.
Gavin, stop. You're losing it.
I can't exist like upside down. So there is no upside down because we're all on the surface of the planet. We're all relative from the center of the planet. You're like stepping back away from the planet, like looking at the planet where you're saying, okay, this is the planet. These things are pointing this direction. These things are pointing this direction. I think of the Earth as being our frame of reference, so everything just points outward. And well, I know that's a weird way to look at it. It's just the way I think of the planet.
The more outward you go, the upside you go upside down.
What's
like
that?
Two laser pointers. Right. If we shoot a laser up in the air and he shoots one, it's going to be like a line.
We're having a very relative discussion. We just have different points of origin and different frames of reference. We can't all be we're just not upside down. We're all on the surface of the planet.
He's saying in relation to you, they're upside down.
No.
God.
You just said we have different relative perspectives. No, and I'm trying to clarify it.
No, I'm telling you, they're not. It's the way I look at it, where the planet is the center of my reference. And we're all standing outwards like
not,
this.
Not relative to the planet, but relative
you
to you. You did the hand motion that totally backed him up.
You're like, I disagree with everything you're saying.
But that's not upside down.
You're right.
That's not upside down.
Relative to you and not the planet.
I just don't see it that
way.
What
is the definition of upside down? Describe it. Define it.
Okay. Your upside is pointing down. Their upside is not pointing down. Their upside is pointing up. Their upside is pointing up.
In relation to you?
Yeah, in relation to me.
This is the dumbest conversation. Yeah. I don't even feel like the dumb one on this one.
I can't believe I agree with you.
This is how I look at it. This is how I look at it. That when we're standing next to each other, point up. Point up.
We're not next to each other.
We are next to
you
each other. Up is this way. Up is that from the frame of reference. This is up, right?
But what's your reference?
You're
point?
Just saying up is space at this point.
Up is space.
Yeah,
no, right.
Your reference
if we all
point
up,
we're pointing the same thing.
Your reference point is your head, and your head is that way up, so you're pointing up.
No, I think his reference point is the ground.
So I think that's what we're getting at. Is
no,
I get
his
that like
point is the earth.
I get on a, like a frame of axis. They're pointing. They're pointing in a different direction than I am. But upside down indicates they're facing the wrong way. That's what it means to me. And their upside is not down. Their upside is up. And so I completely recontextualize
so
it wherever
word,
they are in the world.
The same upside.
No, it's the word upside down that's...
Yeah, not necessarily. I get what you're saying. It's not a semantical thing. I really think of them as being in the same orientation of me, just in a different place. I'm being serious here. That's the way I look at it. I can't wrap my mind around the fact that you think they're upside down. I cannot picture them that
because
way.
Because if you froze them, and you froze us, and you
I get what you're saying
us
them.
Together, he yeah, would be upside
you
down.
You do that? And I can see that they're upside down. The moment you put you put us across the center of the Earth, they're not upside down anymore. That's exactly the way that I look at it. That's exactly the way I look at it.
What if they were on the equator? Would they be going sideways?
Let me ask you a question. So, like in Star Trek, you always see this. Like you got the Starship Enterprise and the Klingon Jimmy Jam, and they come up to each other, And they always like they always go like this in space, and like they face each other. Yeah. Like that's a thing. Like why would two spaceships face each other? Yeah. They come like this. They come like this. They be like that. Is one of them upside down? Like if the Starship Enterprise comes like this, and the Klingon Bird of Prey comes
relative
like this,
to the other person, which is what we're saying. Yeah. Yes,
it's all relative.
They're upside
to each
down.
Other.
Yes,
I don't see them as upside down. The ship is upside down. The people aren't.
There is no up or down, validation. But relative to the people and their orientation.
See, that sign is upside down. That sign is upside down
I'm upside down with this conversation.
That sign, they're putting a sign
I'm
on screen,
done.
Which is Australia. The sign is upside
let's
down. The road is not.
Let's end the conversation, and we'll agree that I'm right for once.
Yep. Gavin wins.
No, I totally get what you're saying. I think I'm taking your perspective of what you usually do with things. You think about them much differently than everyone else.
You're the only one with the dissenting opinion here.
Usually that's Gavin. That's my point.
I don't know why your reference point is the center of the Earth. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Why isn't your reference point
because
you?
We exist on top of that object. You take us out, you put us in space, we're upside down.
No. There's no upside down in space.
There you go. There's the shirt from the conversation. There's no upside down in space.
We got it.
We got it. We can move on. All right. So did you see this little 3D printed Gus thing?
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, it's 3D printed?
I can't
printed?
See because it's on the
let's get a close-up.
I don't know if, they have if they're set up for a close-up. But,
nope. All right. Never mind.
Oh, look at that.
When I was in... It looks photoshopped. It looks so weird to me.
You look like you don't know what to do with your hands.
When
even
I was,
in statue form.
I didn't know what
like
to do.
Gus.
When I was at the South by Southwest Gaming Show, you know, we had our booth there. I saw there was a booth that would take photos of you and make a 3D model out of you and then print it and then give it to, or sell it to you. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking with them, and they're coming to... RTX, so they sent me this
Church, it's so amazingly accurate. Like, it's got your posture, it's got your slouch.
The crazy thing is, I've never seen my pooch from a third-person perspective.
This is it.
This makes me want to lose weight. Like, looking at it, like, I always look at my belly from the top down, relative to my belly, and seeing it from that third-person perspective, yeah, there it is. It really makes me feel like I could lose 10 pounds there.
Would you be offended if I put your head into my anus?
Yes, I would. So they're going to be at RTX.
That's awesome.
If you go to there, we'll have a link in the link dump if you want to check it out. And if you go to CapturedDimensions.com, you can see they have a link with all the information, some pictures and stuff.
How much does that cost?
I don't know.
I really want to get one.
They sent it to
can
us
you
for,
do any pose you want?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
What would you do, Gavin?
Bernie's giving it for a close. It might not focus because it's on manual focus, Bernie.
Is this manual?
Yeah.
There's no light over there.
And there's also no light. Put on the table? Yeah, put on the table. He'll get it.
No, it's fine. I was going to do ad reads.
yeah, they sent it to us just so we could show people like what it is, because it's weird to wrap your mind around. Like, if you take a picture of it, like even here when you look at the picture, it looks like it's photoshopped in. Or thank you, you went with that one and not the wide. I appreciate the close up on
my
gut.
So accurate as well. Like, your nose protrudes the exact amount your actual.
Yeah, there's even,
it's this face too. They captured this.
Yeah,
there's even texture in the
that's
hair and everything. It's so weird.
It just it's like I can't handle this.
Stick with it for a while.
It looks like the kind of thing you'd expect to have like a hologram on your iPad. You're talking. It's like the next
like
iteration of
it,
FaceTime.
If you stare at his, look at him in the eye for too long.
Gross.
It's like he's staring.
So yeah, some people
soul.
Asking about that
it's
on Twitter.
Really cool.
That's what that is.
It's even got your elbow detail.
Nice.
How do
weenus.
They do that? Like, what is it? Pictures?
Yeah, you go
it?
In and you stand, and they have like a ring of SLRs all around, and then they trigger them all at the same time.
I want to do mine with my knob out.
You go for it. It's curtained off for your privacy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Little Gus.
They don't judge.
I think Kara said it looked to her like it was made out of sugar because it's got like a...
it's got like a sugar coating
like,
on
yeah,
it.
Like a texture or like a coating on it. Yeah, that's totally my face. It's really creepy to look at. But I guess like a lot of people who dress up in cosplay, you know, and they like get pictures of themselves dressed up in costume.
That's a good idea.
Oh, look, it's about the size of my beer bottle.
Imagine a beer
it's a match made in heaven. I wish there was a beer that big.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like that short where you had a tiny version of you.
Yeah, the baby Gus.
Yeah.
Like, if there were a beer as big as me, it'd be like, I see my death.
Yeah. Relative to you, though. Who would be upside down?
I'd be like a goldfish. I'd be floating upside down in the bottle of beer. So, I had something annoying happen to me last week.
Go for it.
I got stuck in a fucking elevator.
Did you really?
For 45 minutes, I was stuck in a fucking non-air-conditioned elevator.
Alone?
Why don't you tell us the name of the company so that people can go right to the website down?
Yeah, where were you?
I'm not going to say.
Please don't.
I took the elevator up to the third floor, got out, had my meeting, came back, got in the elevator to go back down to the first floor. As soon as the door closed, the floor level, like the number 3, just started flashing. I was like, oh, fuck. And, like, the elevator wasn't moving. So I start hitting the buttons, nothing. I'm holding down the door open, nothing. So I hit the emergency call button, and I never know what to say. Like, they pick up, and they're like, hello? I'm like, yeah, I'm stuck in an elevator, you know?
So does that dial to a different company, or is it dialed to someone in the building?
Yeah, like, I guess it went to another company.
Some emergency hotline.
Right.
Elevator hotline.
And they're like, yeah, there's a picture from it.
Wait, is that, what? Did you take that?
Esther took it. She was stuck in the elevator with me.
People on Twitter have the dumbest arguments. I'll come back to
So they're like, okay, well, we're going to send someone out. And the elevator I'm in is not air conditioned. It's hot as shit. So we're stuck in there for 45 minutes. I'm going crazy. And finally, like 45 minutes later, the elevator repairman shows up. And I can hear him like yelling from the bottom of the shaft. He's like, hey, are you stuck in there? I'm like, yeah, I'm stuck in the third floor. He's like, okay, I'm going to let you out.
So you had to yell back?
Yeah. So I'm like yelling in the elevator like a lunatic. Then after a few seconds, the elevator starts going down, but not like a normal speed, like a real slow. And it gets down to the second floor and the doors open. Like I walk out and I yell down, okay, we're out. The guy goes, what? I go, elevator came down to the second floor. We're out. He goes, what? And I go, we walked out. He goes, I haven't done anything. And I'm like, and I go, what? And he goes, wait there. And he comes back up through the other elevator and he looks at it. He goes, that's weird. I didn't do anything to this elevator. And he's like standing there. He's like picking at the door. And he's like, oh, I bet this caused it. And I was like, can I just go? I don't need the explanation for why it's broken.
You're out of the elevator.
Hey,
you're
fine. Done. Like, let me just go and get in my car.
So it just started moving at a certain, and then the doors opened.
Yeah.
Was it moving while you got out or did it stop?
No, it stopped.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would have yelled at him. I was like, get out of there. It's moving.
Yeah.
We talked about this years ago on one of the first podcasts. But do you think about it when you're
all
in the elevator?
Time.
You know what I'm talking about.
All the fucking time.
There was a
time.
Doctor in Houston that was decapitated by a malfunctioning elevator. What? It was like something like you would write in a bad movie or a cartoon where the doctor was rushing for the elevator, didn't make it, and the elevator door shut on their head and then went up a floor and was it... Or was it the other way? I know somebody was in the elevator with either a head or a freshly decapitated body, which would be a nightmare. You want me to read the Snopes article on it, which is listed as true?
Sure.
Accident itself was hard to imagine. The ill-fated physician was trapped between the doors of the cable-propelled elevator, then decapitated as the carriage ascended. According to the Harris County Medical Examiner's Office, the doctor died from multiple blunt force injuries to the head and body. His corpse was retrieved from the bottom of the elevator shaft, along with two pagers, a cell phone, and an electronic organizer. So, yeah, he was, like, trying to get in the elevator. It shut on him and then, like, went up and he...
That's horrendous. Less of the floor of the elevator.
Just
crushed his head
just
off.
Just snipped.
The other thing I always think about, which I thought you were going to say, was...
Think about it. When I'm getting in and out of the elevator, like, the thing where an elevator was something go like this, you're going up and it goes... Dunk, like that is like that fake like little bump. I'm like, I get out of that elevator in one smooth motion. There's no hesitation or anything.
You jump out like a pencil.
Yeah, I do it like this.
Relative to the elevator, he moves quickly.
All right, here's a dopey argument. Here's why somebody started explaining to me. I think people think that I don't understand the concept. Of course I understand the concept that he's on the other side of the world standing upright, which means he's quote-unquote upside down.
Yeah, nobody refutes
that. I'm just saying that I don't look at it that way. Yeah. I don't look at it that way. And somebody explained to me, they said, here's what you need to do to solve the problem. Call Michael. Tell him at the same time, point at the sun. You'll be pointing at the sky, and he'll be pointing at the ground. No, he won't. No, he won't. He will not point at the ground.
Because in Australia, the sun is in the ground.
You see what I mean? It's like at night, you don't go, that's where the sun is. It's on the other side of the earth. You don't point that way. You know what I mean? It's like it just... That's what I'm saying. Is that relative to the... I'll get lost in the stuff. I'll be lost in like my five senses conversation.
The other thing I think about that I thought you were going to mention when it comes to elevators is we used to work with a guy who...
What the fuck? Somebody just said I told both these stories on podcast 151. The Jeopardy one and the decapitation one.
No way.
What else did we talk about?
Let's I don't know. We'll go find out.
Go through the link, though. Let's rehash it for more material.
Recreate
the thing
it.
I thought you were going to mention was... how
thanks to Amish refugee for
which podcast
police.
Was it
151.
I wasn't there.
We worked with a guy who knew someone who worked on an elevator repair business, and he said the thing you always had to worry about with the elevators was not falling but going through the ceiling,
right? Because the thing would snap on the other end,
right?
And that was our old boss,
right?
Yeah,
and so that's what I always think about now when I'm in an elevator. Is like, you don't have to worry about falling; it's going up and hitting and that happened in Brazil, somewhere in South America the other day, there's like video footage of the elevator malfunction. Like the guy gets in, the doors close and then reopen, and you just see like all the floors just going by him, and then the elevator hits the ceiling. You just see the guy like,
oh, does he die?
No, he lived, but he had some serious injuries.
Dude, so he basically just hit the ceiling at 50 miles an hour.
It didn't
or something.
Slow yeah. down.
What would you do? Would you lie on the floor and like?
Dude, yeah,
if you have
yourself.
Time to think about it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, if you're going up, it would push you to the ground anyway.
Yeah, you would hope you would lie down and that there's enough like range of
like,
movement to slow you down.
Is it like the reverse of when you're falling and you jump at the last second that you like break the fall? How do you reverse that? Do you drop?
What you do is you go up. To Australia very quickly so that you're upside down.
Jump upside
and then your
down.
Feet
oh.
land.
Keep going to show the video. Oh, I thought we were about to.
Oh, that is.
Oh, is it the dude?
That is
they're gonna show a clip up, but while they're getting ready for it, Gavin asks, "What would you do? Would you do this?" Theoretically, you can sit on this couch and think of what you would do. In this situation, all you would do is hit your floor button over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like your brain would shut down.
I think that's what he's doing.
Is that what he's doing? He is. Yeah, he's smacking the floor button.
How do I stop it?
Don't go up, right?
Look, he won't stop. He won't stop hitting the
floor button. Oh.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, that's it.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh,
so
man.
He just raced up.
Yeah, it's creepy how the doors like open back up.
There's no emergency stop button
Whoa.
On that. Maybe that's what he's pushing.
I can't believe he didn't get on the ground.
You have no time to think
about
it.
Yeah,
he doesn't
know
like
what's
in a couple
happening.
Of seconds. I mean, you don't think it's going to hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like,
he's mesmerized,
it's not,
too.
It's not a scenario you're
it's
prepared
like
for.
It is like that, too, man.
So I think the way it was described to us by Anthony is that most of those cable-drawn elevators run off of a DC motor, and the DC motors have a tendency to run off. We probably had this exact same discussion on Podcast 151. They're probably the same train of thought that led us to this thing. And I've seen that. Like, I'm not sure what that phenomenon is where they just, instead of breaking down, they go the other way where it's just like they can't be stopped or slowed down. Who are you texting? Why are you texting in the middle of the podcast?
I'm looking up Lati Podcast 151.
How are you? I should do the same thing.
There's a ride at Disneyland called Big Thunder Mountain. Mm-hmm. And somebody got decapitated on that ride. There's a part where you go through this dark tunnel and it's pitch black, so you don't see anything. But it derailed in that tunnel, and like the cart like flew up and decapitated a guy. So they came out, and the guy didn't have a head.
Oh my god!
Every time I go on that ride and I'm in that tunnel, I think I hope I make it out with my head.
Do you like shrink down?
Yeah,
in
I'm
your...
like, I don't know what's gonna happen. I kind of like cover my head a little bit, like
Do you
just
know,
in case.
There was once an experiment with dolphins, right?
No, stop it.
Was that on that one?
Was it? Because that literally, this is weird.
That came back in the news.
That came back in the news because she just did an interview with the BBC, the lady who was giving the dolphin handjobs.
I only
she
got it tweeted to me like 500 times.
Oh, really?
Why did you yell at me for going on my phone when you're on your laptop the whole damn time?
I thought you were texting somebody. That looks a little different. Whenever I have my don't have my laptop on set, I will sometimes use my phone to look up stuff, and people get furious with me.
It's 2014. It's not just a phone.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
You can also text off a laptop now. It's like so weird.
Who are you texting, Bernie?
This is the context of it. That's all it is.
Has anyone seen any movies
context.
In D-Box recently?
D-Box. Stop. Anybody go see How to Train Your Dragon 2?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, man.
No, but people keep sending me the effing picture and saying that the guy looks like me.
Which is funny because I thought in the first movie he looked just like Ben.
He grew up through your British friends.
Yeah, there was it was funny because there was a picture on Reddit today that was a dude who had an allergic reaction. If you can show it, Patrick. The guy's in a medical crisis, but it's funny as shit. He has this, like a huge swollen upper lip. And it's like, I was like, holy shit, what would cause that? Because I read something.
Is it gross?
No. It's like just it's comically like and he's smiling at it. Like the dude's like easygoing. He doesn't give a shit. He's probably like could potentially die of asphyxiation from this allergic reaction he's having. But he doesn't care. He's like taking a selfie in the emergency room. But I wanted to find out what it was. So I went to comments because usually the way Reddit works is really great with the upvoting and downvoting is when you look at the first couple comments, usually whatever you thought to ask about it, somebody else thought to ask too and was answered. Nope, not in this case. The first like 4,000 responses were all like, oh, he looks like this. He looks like that. Oh, it looks like the Joker. Oh, he looks like a chick from Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's like everyone was just saying who the guy looks like. It's like over and over again. I don't know why that association in our brains is so fucking important to tell people.
And like, also, the person never cares.
Never.
No.
If someone says you look like someone else, it's like, I'm either I don't care or it's offending.
Yeah,
like
right.
Offensive.
Right.
I get the same thing too.
Who do you get?
The other Hemsworth, the not Liam one. No. Not Chris Hemsworth.
Liam,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. And sometimes I get.
Is it the singer from Oasis? What? No, who's Liam Hemsworth?
It's he's Chris the Hemsworth lesser of the Chris.
Thor's,
he's
brother.
The lesser of the Hemsworths. Hemsworth.
Loki.
Yeah. Loki. Or usually just any fucker with a beard.
Oh, yeah. One time saw Seth Rogen tweet that. He goes, stop telling your chubby friends with glasses that they look like me. Please,
exactly.
They don't look anything like me.
I feel like anybody with like big eyebrows for Gus, anybody with a big nose for Gavin.
A foofy hair, big
glasses
nose.
And a
big
beard.
Hair.
Yeah. Glasses and a beard.
Any minority.
We've seen it.
You don't look like anyone.
I get every minority on the internet.
Yeah, that's the guy. They put him up in the preview
we'll
thing.
In a second.
So we'll put him up.
Yeah, I get like every minority, seen... or specifically the hairiest dude in the world. I get that one.
Caveman.
That one's down to like 10 times a day. I'm pretty happy about that. Oh, there's
the
that
storm
picture.
Has passed. Man.
You know what he looks like? He looks like the Joker.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it was like, it was over and over and over again.
He looks like a guy who's going to die.
What's the name of that thread, Patrick?
Hey, look, it's Gavin.
Hospital selfie.
Friend had an allergic reaction and took a hospital selfie.
What do you guys think about the new subreddits that they like made defaults?
I don't know.
Some of them are weird. Like,
yeah.
I'm logged in all the time, I guess, so I don't really see the defaults. I guess I have like a custom set. I don't know. I never know when they'll swap out.
Yeah.
He looks like he came out of the Mad Magazine. He looks swell. Reminds me of an episode of The Twilight Zone. Hey, looks like Jennifer Lopez. Joker, is that you? Looks like Janice. These are all individual threads.
At least they're mixing it up.
Dr. Seuss character. He looks like Howard the Duck. Hey, look at him. He looks like this, linked to a picture. Hey, why so serious, Joker? Hey, it's Lana Del Rey. I mean, it's like
what?
The whole fucking, the
and
whole everyone, conversation is the same thing.
Everyone thinks it's their funny original joke.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody, and then somebody wrote like 3/4 of the way to the page. What is he allergic to? there's my fucking hero. There's my hero, buried 3/4 of the way down,
it's
below the fold.
It's frustrating sometimes trying to find like the source for something on Reddit, because like I'll try to do a search on the page and I'll search for source, but source is one of the links you can click, so every comment has a source.
Oh yeah.
In it, so,
so
like,
you go through every comment.
No, so I'm like, what other words can I search for to find out where this came from or what the origin for this
What's
is.
What's another word for source?
Yeah.
Dressing?
Wow.
every see, I'm going all the way down. It's just pages and pages of people saying who he looks like. I just don't know why that association is so important, that we have to share that.
What have you done to the back of your laptop?
Oh, this?
Yeah, what is that?
They covered this. IGN covered this when I was on their podcast.
Oh, I wonder what brand that was.
Yeah. I really can't tell.
I know. Yeah.
There's a great game you can play where, like, if you watch a show like Veronica Mars, just look at the crap they put in front of an Apple laptop. You can do a drinking game on it. It's amazing. It's like a candle and a pot.
So,
oh, yeah, strategically placed to hide logos.
And is the logic there that it weakens the product placement if they just let them put it in there, or that Apple could go, hey, we don't want our product in your thing?
Surely nobody would want their stuff not used.
Maybe they had another product placement that's a competitor.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I never thought of that.
I mean, IGN
totally
might
sense.
Have that because they have ads for like Xbox and stuff.
What about like Surfaces?
It's entirely possible. I'm agreeing with you.
Speaking of which, Surface Pro 3 looks pretty sweet.
Yeah, are you going to get a Surface tablet?
Well,
I don't know.
He said holding an iPad.
Yeah, I'm holding an iPad. This is not a fucking product placement. It's like,
I'm sure at Podcast 151 you said Surface is a piece of shit.
The one and two.
Oh, I know exactly why you say this.
What?
Because they tweeted that all the Titanfall
servers. I'd already thought it was cool before that. But it just seemed like it's
cool
like
hipster.
A full power computer that's a tablet. It's a lot more portable. It's like what I wish the MacBook Air was, like a full, super powerful desktop computer that you could play games on.
Ashley's got a dope laptop. She's got a laptop that like it's touchscreen, and then you can like flip the lid all the way over and turn it into a tablet.
I see it. She uses it on the patch.
It's pretty
what
cool.
What was the game that you played with your kids?
Star Control.
I played Star Control 2. Urquan Mask. Do we talk about that on that podcast?
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, yeah, seriously.
Wow.
I gotta leave.
Who was on that podcast?
I think you and I need to take a break.
Holy shit.
You can't see that.
Star Control 2. It's there in the link dump.
Does it also say we need to take a break?
Wait. I wonder if this whole... Is this scripted? Like, am I reading... Is my lines written on here?
What do I say next?
Is that really part of Podcast 151 that we talked about Star Control 2 as well?
Houston Doctor and Elevator. Star Control 2.
Was there a World Cup going on at the time?
Did we talk about Australia at all?
I don't think so.
Holy fuck.
Wow.
So 151, what's this podcast we're doing today?
276. So we're looking at...
About 220 episodes.
Yeah.
So divided by 50 is like 4 years ago?
120 episodes.
The Gray was a good movie.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was doing the math on three.
So, like, 2.5 years?
It would be a podcast if I didn't do math wrong.
So, like, the end of 2011?
How do you guys feel about Adrian Pasta?
What's that mean?
Like, good actor or what?
Adrian Past died? Who's it?
Never mind. Adrian Past his prime?
I was.
What are we saying?
He's talking about the old podcast.
I really don't understand. I really don't. Somebody explain it to me.
I don't know.
What do I feel about who?
Yell is a good band, right?
Yeah, Yell is a good band. Yeah. Why?
He's just bringing up stuff from the old podcast.
Oh. How are you confused?
I'm so confused. Bernie's upside down today.
I'm sorry. I must be. Must be.
That's why he thinks he's the same side as...
You know, we talked about Yell in that video? In that podcast?
I was talking
to... Have you been listening to Yell now for 2 or 3 years? Someone told me I was on Twitter for 6 years. I stayed away from Twitter for like a month after somebody said that to me. I was like, no, that's not possible.
Did you have a GeoCities?
I have Twitter for... Stop it. Stop it.
I was talking to Jordan about this the other day. The last World Cup was 2 offices ago. We never experienced a World Cup down at the Ralph Ablanedo office.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is weird to me to think that in that 4-year period, we moved to another office, then outgrew it, and then moved to another one.
That's pretty crazy.
In the span of
so
one World Cup.
So all the Vuvuzela stuff was at Congress.
Yeah, because remember we made that short, like faking the injury at the Congress office.
Oh, yeah.
For the 2006.
The one with the Jack and Nathan.
I think that might have been Jack's like first appearance.
He was like, oh.
It was good. Rah, rah, rah.
Do you remember when you called me on my birthday? And it was Euro 2004 at the time, I think.
Euro 2004. Yeah, we called you. Yeah. No, I don't remember if it was Euro 2004, but I do remember calling you on your birthday.
10 years ago.
What? Your birthday just passed recently. Happy birthday.
Thanks. I guess I was 16 when you called me, and now I'm 26.
Oh, it was like the middle of the night. You like it like woke you up, right?
It was pretty late, yeah.
I remember that.
You were awkward as shit.
Oh, I was like, Jesus, it's like bloody Church and Simmons talking to me down the phone. It was weird.
Yeah, I remember we were filming Red vs. Blue. You're like, hey, let's call Gavin. I was like, what? He was like, it's his birthday. Let's just call him.
Let's call that kid.
It was like 2 in the morning for you or something?
That was my very first ever interaction with you. And now, check this out. Look what I can do now.
How did I have your phone number?
That's what I asked.
How do I have your phone number?
I don't know.
How did you have his phone number?
I don't know. Way to bring it full circle there, Jordan. Nobody knows.
What was it, like your mobile?
Stop looking at your phone. Are you bringing up topics we talked about in the last podcast? Did we talk about that? Get rid of your fucking phone right now. I can't take it.
You're really confusing him. I've never seen Bernie that broken.
I said I was wrong. I'm like...
I was like, Yell's a good band. He's like, they are a good band. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, I love them. Isn't Yell just one person anyway?
You absolutely broke him.
The weird thing is like, why would we talk about Yell on 151? Because we were working with Monty by then. And Yell was related to... I discovered Yell because Nathan Barnett did that video for Yell. And Nathan Barnett was in the fucking... the panel with me and Monty that they crashed. Maybe I was there before I crashed our PAX panel.
Yeah, that was before he took
his pants off. Which is why we would have brought it up and brought up Yell again.
I was there too.
What, when the PAX panel or the Comic-Con panel with Monty?
Oh. The one where he danced about.
That's PAX.
Yeah. By the way, ScrewTech got bought.
They did?
Yeah, they got bought by Fullscreen.
Oh, I didn't
know Game Trailers got bought by Break and Smosh, and then they fucking laid everybody off.
ScrewTech's coming to RTX.
Wait, Smosh?
Yeah.
What, like, do they hire people?
Smosh was bought years ago by a company called Defy Media.
So when you say Smosh, you don't mean the actual two guys from Smosh. You mean like
the company is called Smosh.
Huh. But is there
like if I walk up to Ian and Anthony at a place, I don't go, hey, Smosh. You know, they're the same company. It's the name of the company. Yeah. Somebody come up to me and call me Rooster Teeth, I'd be like, slag off, you cunt.
I got a reaction.
We got a deep sigh from Kevin. Oh, what?
The C word.
No, but yeah, they sold to, I don't know if it was called Defy at the time, but then they bought Break, and so Smosh and Break and now Game Trailer are all the same company.
Big boys.
Yeah they laid off, from what I read, the reports were somewhere between half and two-thirds of the Game Trailer staff.
I'm sure. We reported on that for the no.
Mm-hmm.
So. Do we need to hire anybody? They're based in L.A.?
Why don't we acquire a company?
And feel like I'm fire people?
Yeah.
Fucking get out, losers.
Here in the broadcast section here at Rooster Teeth, we actually needed to bring someone on. We brought Mariel on because we're filming so much live action stuff.
Hi.
We were down on crew.
Yeah, stop clapping for yourself.
That was a shitty applause, wasn't it? I'd feel awful.
She got the pizza today and didn't fuck it up.
She did. This is the first time I've let someone else handle the pizza order.
It's the most important part of Gus's Monday.
It's the most important part.
Like he mentioned that. I was like, hey,
okay,
that's important.
I have a speech impediment. Thank you for bringing it up.
Do you really?
No.
Yeah.
I was hanging out in your office watching the game, and you said, "Yeah, I'm going to let Mario get the pizza." And I was like, wait, what? This is serious.
Mm-hmm. What is the thing with you two and pizza?
Pizza's good.
We just like pizza.
Yeah, but you guys have this thing going for a long time.
Yeah, it's like a lame pizza club or something.
No, you're that's Eric. Eric has the pizza club.
Let's know, Gavin, come on. Intervention right now. It's too long with this.
Everything.
It's too much.
Everything that people have a little thing for is lame. Like how they have like dressed like a whatever Friday or whatever, and then it's coffee club. And just don't.
Didn't you do something with lunch with your friends? Wasn't that a thing?
Lad's lunch.
Yeah.
That's just lunch, though. Yeah. I mean, everyone has lunch.
No, it is not.
Yeah. Hey, pizza is lunch. Pizza is a subset of lunch.
You're excited about a specific thing.
We're just eating a meal.
What is lunch?
What is lad's lunch?
I don't want to talk about it.
What is that? I gotta know. What is it?
It's just like a little group of people who get lunch together sometimes.
It's you and Michael and Ray? Or is it?
No, this is pre
Yeah, that was pre the lads.
Pre Rooster Teeth the lads.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Just like your boys.
He's saying it's a recycled thing.
Me and Jeff and two of Jeff's friends.
It's not an original idea.
And you'd go
idea.
Out for lad's lunch.
Yeah, we'd all meet up and do lad's lunch. It was like probably 18 months since we last did lad's lunch. And then I moved the lad name over to Rooster Teeth, where it's now bigger than ever.
You co-opted it.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Is that a polite way to say stole?
What's that?
Is co-opted a polite way to say stole?
No.
He repurposed it.
Now it's part of my company's IP, so no. It's co-opted forever. Not stolen. Yeah, so it's too long with the pizza thing. Stop it. It's too much.
I guess we'll just, like, repurpose it into Rooster Teeth
just
IP.
Let it go.
And then it'll be legit.
No. Co-opt.
Yeah, we'll co-opt it.
What is the longest running thing you and I have, Gus? What do we have?
Antipathy?
Yeah.
You guys are all jealous.
Smoldering sexual tension.
I invite Gus to everything and he just doesn't.
I just don't. Like, I'll be honest. I've told you I just don't see the point.
I never stop inviting you to stuff.
I appreciate the invites. I just don't see the point.
I saw Becca last night.
Yeah, she came over to Game of Thrones.
I haven't seen her for ages.
She's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
20 weeks, I want to say.
She looks good for a pregnant person.
What does that mean? Like, what does that mean?
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean?
People are pregnant. I was just like...
I disagree.
Usually. They're like giant and inflated. She looked great.
Kara,
they are. Kara, people get bigger when they're pregnant.
We have in the background, we have Kara's song. Like, what?
Those inflated cunts.
Jesus.
Log off.
Podcast.
No, I'm just saying she looked really good.
What?
She looked top.
She looked great. Although, in typical pregnant lady fashion.
She had to pee like 500 times.
all during Game of Thrones. It was like, we got to wait for Becca because she's peeing.
Yeah. I felt bad. She was sat on the grass. Like, she didn't have a chair.
She does have a
husband. Did you have a chair?
Who could work that out for her?
I was sat on the bench at the back.
So you didn't feel that bad, obviously.
I would have given up my bench.
She was on the bench.
You would have.
Yeah, but?
Well, I didn't realize it was her until it was halfway through the show. I'm not going to be like, hey, you want to sit where I am?
See, that's a point where if she had been a little more inflated, you would have noticed her better.
She's further away from you. She would have been
upside down. There's drawbacks to looking good while you're pregnant.
You get unnoticed by Gavin.
It's weird when you haven't seen someone for ages, but you see them twice really quickly. Like, I bumped into her the day before just in a supermarket.
I just saw you twice really quickly. Turned my head and saw you again.
No, you should be a smartass, Jordan.
What does he mean? See them quickly.
I think he means like in the course of a weekend.
Yeah, I haven't seen her for like 6 months.
You're describing the way you see them, not the duration, like the space between
seeing them. It's relative.
Everyone's being such a picky bastard tonight.
Well, see, this goes to the same thing I was going to say earlier.
We need podcast vinegar.
Like, Becca's on the ground 5 feet away from Gavin. Is she upside down?
No!
Is she standing at a different angle than you?
She's lower.
Well, I mean, probably by 0.00 something degrees.
Exactly, but on a relative scale, no, she's not.
If I turn this the same amount of degrees away from this one, not upside down.
All I'm saying is, if you take Becca and you move her away from you, does she become upside down?
Is she being affected by the gravity of the Earth?
Does she become upside down as you move her away? If she moves away from you, if she just walks in a straight line, you're in the same orientation on a curved surface. That's the point I'm making. That's the point I'm making.
I'm melting in my seat.
Okay, I'm done. This is my running thing that I have with all of you now. It's going on too long. Is this relative discussion of...
relative club?
Pizza's much more delicious than relativity.
What I want to know
people can relate to pizza.
Can you sense that you're upside down?
I don't want to go back into that. I don't want to open that can of worms. I love you all.
Can you sense that?
Gus looks like a wolf man. So I just want to point out to the people who are in Australia right now, Michael and Lindsay in Australia, they were just in Sydney. They're on their way to Perth to have a great time with all of you people in Perth. But I understand that Australia did not live up to its previous reputation. They brought a lot of fan art to the booth. They didn't bring a lot of booze, Gus.
Oh.
And the booze is what got us, Gavin, through our trip.
That got us in with everyone.
It totally did.
We arrive, everyone's like, who's these chumps? We come back with like 20 bottles of booze, and they're like, oh, who are you guys?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Monty, liquor club.
Monty and I had that problem where we weren't getting any booze, and we showed up a day late to the convention because our plane got delayed. So like, we showed up a day late, and we felt like awkward people who didn't meet anybody else, so we kind of just sat in the corner the whole time.
I had such a good time in Australia.
That was a good time.
Apart from my genitals whacking into a toilet, it was
great.
Even
had a great time during that. The whole trip was great.
Michael Lindsay, there were some cool people. I think they're there with Jamie Lannister.
Get out of here.
Really?
Yeah. Schwarzenegger?
Stan Lee's walking around as well. Apparently the two biggest lines are Stan Lee and Rooster Teeth.
Get in the motherfuck out. Stan Lee went down to Australia.
Wow.
That dude is 91.
Really?
He really is.
What age are you not allowed to fly anymore?
I don't know, but that's a fuck. That's amazing that
Stan
Lee traveled.
He's on his 150th trimester at this point.
Would you give him your bench if you had the opportunity?
Would you notice him?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's crazy. 91, I think, is how old Stan Lee is, and he went down there.
I would see him every Comic-Con. It was any time I'd go to San Diego Comic-Con. Like, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, wait in line to see him. Just like walking through Comic-Con, I would always see him. Be like, oh, there's Stan Lee again.
Every time I've gone to Comic-Con, I see Adam West. He has a booth called Adam West Enterprises. Hmm. Nobody's ever there.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it's really sad to see
him.
He's
still relevant, though.
Yeah, he's cool. I mean, he's on, like, Family Guy.
Yeah, they still make that show, right?
I think.
Yeah.
I turned on my TV, and it was on.
Did anyone say that?
Tell.
See that Million Ways to Die in the West movie?
No.
I think according
to
Box Office Mojo, nobody watched that.
Is that true?
The trailers look pretty good.
People really like Ted, though,
I don't know
right? Like, people liked
it.
Ted.
It did pretty poorly
in
the box office.
Was it a Ted sequel?
It might be a home video kind of movie.
Mm-hmm. Seth MacFarlane movie.
Oh. I don't know
that guy's
about
got the most, like, erratic career. Like, he'll go from, like, you know, Family Guy being canceled to becoming one of the most popular, longest-running shows on television. You know, then he makes Ted, then he makes... You know,
he also has other animated shows on Fox. He's got like three animated shows on Fox.
Well,
he hosted the Oscars.
Yeah, and he produced Cosmos.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he's all over the place. It's crazy.
He's a busy guy.
Here, by the way, Stan Lee was born in 1922.
Holy
91
shit.
Years old.
What does that say? I can't read it.
Did he fight in the war?
Million Ways to Die in the West has
all of them?
$37 million so far.
What was the budget on it? Oof. Not applicable. That's applicable.
Dude, man alive. Stanley was our age during World War II.
That's crazy.
Stanley was your age during World War II.
So yeah. he probably fought.
I can look it up and see. It's got on Wikipedia.
Maybe that's where he got the inspiration for Captain America.
Let me read this before you say that, Bernie.
Nope.
I want to remind everyone, this episode of the podcast is also brought to you by World of Tanks. Have you played World of Tanks? It's a free-to-play game with over 85 million players worldwide.
His wife was born in 1947. Spring chicken.
Damn.
Robbing the cradle.
It's got massive, high-powered, authentic tanks blasting away in intense strategic armored warfare. Strategize victory on history's most epic tank encounters, including maps based on famous battlegrounds of World War II, relevant to the discussion. Team up and tactically eliminate the enemy. Compete online against players worldwide. World of Tanks is free-to-play on your PC. If you haven't played yet, you've been missing out. Go to playtanks.us and code Rooster for awesome in-game items. It's playtanks.us, promo code Rooster. Rated T for teen. Look at me. Sounds like a real commercial. Great game.
So, I have never played World of Tanks, ever.
It's fun.
I need to play it. Gus and I used to play a game called World War II Online. And we had a fucking blast.
The problem with World War II Online, when we played it specifically, was that the armor for the tanks was not modeled correctly.
That is correct.
You had to know, depending on the tank you were in.
Right.
Weak points.
Well, there were some tanks where the polygon for the armor on the bottom didn't actually provide any armor. So if you shot those tanks on the bottom, you knew you could kill everyone in it.
The tread is the weak point.
The shell would just go through that polygon into the tank and kill all the crew members.
Nice.
World of Tanks does not have that problem. It's very realistically simulated.
I cannot believe that I have not played World of Tanks yet. I will play tonight.
So I told this story on the patch last week when we talked about it. But when I first started playing, I thought I was the best player in the world because I won like 3 or 4 games in a row. And then I realized I was just like in the new player hopper. It's like I'm playing against other people who were just played for the first time. And then I graduated.
Well, you're still at the same skill level.
Yeah, I was definitely better than all the other new players. There it is. It's a fun game, man. You really got to All right, we really got to work as a team.
Is it like a tank simulator? Or is it more kinda, like a more arcadey?
It's like a third person view, right?
It's a third tank view. Third person. It's kind of a hybrid between the two. Okay. It's like you can have components and systems in your tank damage, which will affect the performance. But it's not like super simulator where you have to like shift gears to, you know, drive the thing.
Sorry, I asked.
What? You know, talking about the game.
You know, it'd be a hard game to play. Is a second-person view game where you can only see your character from the view of other players.
Is that what the second person is?
I guess so, because that's what, like, first person is me, second person is you.
I didn't know I was the second person.
No,
I thought I was the third person.
It's relative. You're your first person.
I didn't know I was the second person.
In relation to you, everything's relative to other things.
We've lost Bernie this
whole time.
Is there an Australia person?
He's upside down. The controls are inverted.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Gavin. I love you so much. I didn't know I was the second person.
Are there any games like that where you play from a second person perspective?
It'd be interesting to have a game where it's a first person view of someone you're not controlling, and you're controlling them through their first person view, which is second view.
Wait, yeah, that's what you're talking about. Yeah, just like,
well, it doesn't necessarily have to be through somebody else's eyes.
It would be like,
it would have to be for second person,
and like your character would be around the corner. Seem like it doesn't It'd be have like to be playing as character. A zombie in Resident Evil all the time. Like, you can't see yourself; you're not on screen. You have to like get in their field of view to play.
You're just behind someone, like banging into a door, and you're like, oh, I'm coming this way. So, what's the fourth person?
I don't know. There is a fourth person.
It's like the fourth dimension.
Top
it's like
down?
Everywhere.
No, I don't think there is. I think it's all like taken from like the grammatical first person and grammatical third person. Yeah. So it's like that's where they take the view from cameras for. Like first person.
I wish they would just name it POV shooter.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. What you're saying actually makes way more sense.
Yeah. First person shooter.
It gets confusing also because like that when you deal like with that, video games, you also deal with frame rates and frames per second. So it's like FPS, what are you talking about?
I want to make a game called First Person Shooter where you walk into a room and you just shoot the first person, and game over. Credits roll.
And it'd be great if that, had a third-person camera. Yeah. This is a fucking rip-off.
Just to fucking stick it to him.
Someone make that an iPhone game. I'll buy it.
That would be like DLC. Like the expansion pack is the third-person view. You
How
buy the retail
you
game.
For that dumb joke.
And this, I paid $2 for that.
Like, the game is like, it randomizes a room. You walk into a building, you shoot the first person, you see that you win.
Yeah. And then level two would be the third person. You just, there's three dudes in a room. Pick off the guy on the right.
They get more challenging. Although, there's like five people.
But in China, it'd be on the left, right?
Second person shooter, you gotta shoot Gavin.
And that's like the secret bonus level you unlock.
Yeah. The just second person Gavin. Shooter.
Did you see that there was I don't know if anybody else saw this. There was a profile in the Wall Street Journal of PewDiePie today.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah?
It was interesting to see. I guess...
We were in the Wall Street Journal, weren't we?
Yeah. The cover. That's what I thought. Congratulations. Welcome to 10 years ago.
But it's been longer now.
Welcome to my 16th birthday.
Welcome to 10 years ago in the front page. Oh, you didn't make the front page? Cool.
Wow.
But he talked about how important he is to YouTube.
How important he is to YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if it's like something that's lost in translation, but like, or just like something that a quote that was taken out of context. Yeah. But it was
That's when you need one of those cards, one of those shut the fuck up cards to hand somebody. Just like, you're talking too much, just shut up.
So if he makes $4 million a year, how is that? It's less than a drop in the ocean to YouTube. They could delete him and nobody would care.
That's why I say, like, even he's got to recognize that that's not the case. It must be like,
how much does he think YouTube makes in a year? $10 million?
It's got to be a misquote or like a mistranslation.
The fuck is in his hair in that photo? Is his hair all blue and yellow? Oh, he has flowers in his hair.
He's an irritating.
He lives in the UK, apparently.
You're not a fan.
I think
he
lives in Bristol.
Oh, here we go. Here's the shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Just stop talking, please. For the love of God, just be silent and say nothing else. So you can say, hey, Jordan, here, check this out. Like, real quietly. And you get one of those cards, like, oh, shit, I'm just saying this.
Is that an official Rooster Teeth card?
Yeah, okay.
No, the fans made it for us from the podcast when I said I just wanted to move cards.
Was that on
podcast 151?
Yeah. I was trying to, like, shut up.
Did anyone see Battlefield? Or Battleship? What was it called?
Battleship?
Is that the movie with Rihanna?
There's probably a movie called Battlefield. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
No, why?
I always heard that Peter Berg, the guy that made Battleship, agreed to make Battleship just so we could make that movie Lone Survivor.
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
How do they trick Liam Neeson to be in it?
I don't know. In the Battleship?
Yeah.
Oh, we pay him a lot of money.
He was also in The Gray.
Nice trick.
Yeah. Gray's a good movie. Oh, don't you do it to me.
Are you serious? Was that 151?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my God.
Battleship and The Gray.
Battleship was not.
He let us into it. He let us into it.
Oh.
He let us into the Battleship.
Okay. I was wondering why.
Yeah, I was like, why is he bringing up a 3-year-old movie?
That's why I asked you. I was like, why? And you're like, oh. Like,
I was trying to do it when we were talking about The Million Ways to Die in the West. Mm. I was going to be like, speaking of crappy movies.
Yeah, nice segue.
I missed the opportunity. So
is this what you're doing over there now with your fucking time? Is doing that? Hey, what's up with your American shoes?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Oh, I needed new shoes and I bought these.
Did you?
You didn't get some brown
ones?
Was
that the only shoe they had?
No.
I've been putting off getting new shoes for
fucking
ever.
Actually, went out of my way to find these shoes.
New shoes and a haircut I've been putting off forever.
Me too.
I don't know what the story with that
is. We should make a club.
Yeah, let's do it. We can all go not get haircuts together. I'll be in that club.
Yeah.
Let's go not do something together.
Is this the first time a link dump to another podcast will be in the link dump to a podcast?
I'm sure it's happening.
I think it's the first time they'll be identical.
Just copy paste it, man.
Hmm. Making it easy for Patrick.
You're going to nest it? What are you thinking now? You're gonna, 100 podcasts. You're going to talk about our discussion on this podcast or we talked about another podcast?
It could be like Primer where I just have the old podcast playing in my ear and I'm just like going through the motions of that conversation.
Stan Lee was born 1922 and his wife, Joan Lee, was... Oh, they were married in 1947. I got to look her up and see when she was
born. So did he fight in the war? Did he say that?
Oh, I didn't check. Let me find out.
Was he a super soldier?
Yeah, I did. It's over there. I'm not going to touch it. You can see it. I'm not going to mess with it. But okay. You stop looking at it.
What a fucking badass Stan Lee is, dude. Collaboration with several artists. Dude made fucking Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, Thor, X-Men. Crazy. Crazy.
Yeah,
all
these
right,
are, you know...
Is he responsible?
He made a billion or a multi-billion dollar industry, essentially.
That's the equivalent of, like, if all of the crap that I've created at Achievement Hunter, if they all went on to be billion dollar, like, if Mark Nutt became...
If it was, like, a summer blockbuster movie, it's like, I can't wait for Mark Nutt 2. Did you see his cameo at the end of the Avengers? Awesome!
He made a sweet appearance in X-Ray and Vav.
Yeah! That's even better.
I can't believe Peter Berg cast Liam Neeson in the Tower of Pimps movie. Lee entered the United States Army in early 1942 and served stateside in the Signal Corps, repairing telegraph poles and other communications equipment. He was later transferred to the Training Film Division, where he worked writing manuals, training films, and slogans, and occasionally cartooning. His military classification, he says, was, quote, playwright. So he did serve, but he served stateside for World War II.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, you can probably draw the line from there how that, you know, influences what he creates or what he does later in life. Would we not have Stan Lee and the comic book characters we have today if World War II didn't happen?
Thanks, Hitler.
Yeah, thanks. It's like another thing you can... We have like perpetual enemies for video games and comics now, thanks to World War II. Like how much... It's just mind-blowing to me to think that he got classified. Like what if he had been sent overseas and he wasn't working on these films and these cartoons?
Yeah, what if he died?
Like the world would be different in terms of entertainment. Would my life be different?
Sure.
Like would I be here if Stan Lee wasn't here?
Like that much of an effect?
Yeah.
Has he affected my life? Like, could my parents have... I don't know. It'd be weird. If you just deleted Stan Lee, it'd be weird to see how different the world was.
It would be significant, I would think.
Yeah.
If you were deleted, Marvel Comics had made 9
movies.
If you were deleted, I'd be screwed.
If I was deleted.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be...
No one would have called Gavin 10 years ago in the middle of the night.
The world would be a lot more peaceful, but it'd be different.
What does that mean? You think I'm a contentious figure?
People would understand relativity better.
Shut the fuck up, Jordan. Who needs you?
Jordan.
Love you.
When are you going to draw yourself?
Never. No.
I want him to be in an animated adventure.
To me, it ruins the illusion.
Jordan's lovely sister came to visit us at the office.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
What'd I tell you? I'm telling you how to talk about that shit.
Did you? Okay. Well, I want to tell a story, so you have to draw your sister. And you have to draw her hot.
I don't think anyone's ever scared
I'll
of
make sound effects too.
Jordan mad. Like, because you're a gentle being.
Yeah, I'm not going to hurt you, Bernie.
He said, you had a problem when you first came to work for us.
He walloped me in the nuts.
You would punch him all the time for some reason. And I had to talk to Jordan about hitting Gavin.
No, there was one time where you kind of pissed me off, so I had to put you in your place, but...
With your foot into my genitals?
Yeah.
That's not how you put someone in place.
Well, guess what? You haven't pissed me off since, have you?
Wow.
Fight.
Fucking A.
That sounded like an invitation.
Hey, can you hand me that opener, please? Not you, Gavin.
There was a while also when Jordan first started here where every day I would scare him and take a picture of him being scared.
Really?
You're really good at that.
That sounds awesome. Why'd you stop doing that?
I have a long stream of pictures in my iPhone camera of Jordan just doing this.
It's because I was like sitting out in the open in the dungeon.
You should,
and he would like just creep up behind
him
me
slowly. As
he was, like, walk up behind
my hair is getting grayer.
Hey, Jordan.
So how did I piss you off?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Do you remember
that stuff? Yeah, oh yeah, I do.
I don't remember. Even
what'd you do?
I'll talk to you about it.
He really? Well, no. What's wrong with talking about?
I'm going to air my dirty laundry.
So was it on the podcast that I pissed you off?
It was probably
going to say.
So we could just go and watch what it was.
Was it related to you or was it related to someone else?
Nah, I don't know what to say.
All right.
I don't have answer these questions. Right,
right. Let's not let, because you know how people, they
so
just
you were
bump
asking,
over a conversation.
So you were asking
let's
about,
let's not let it happen.
Like,
let's just start making
why haven't I drawn myself? I like to think of like Animated Adventures as my interpretation of everyone. So it's kind of like,
so whenever there's
putting
a mirror,
I don't like that
putting
at all.
Putting yourself into it kind of ruins
I
it.
I think whenever the camera goes
I don't
past
like
a mirror, there should be Jordan.
Hey, thanks for doing RTA 150.
That was, you did a scripted one. Yeah. I always love that when you do scripted
as usual
ones.
I was excited to be all over that. It turns out I wasn't
you
even played by
lines
me.
Yep.
I had to do a special cameo because
mm-hmm.
I'm in the beginning of 150 very briefly. I'm the voice of the Panther in that episode. And in order to prepare, like, you know, we're in the booth and George says, I need you to do a panther voice. You know, the panther's going to be
panther voice.
Yeah, the panther's going to be talking, and we're going to subtitle it. I was like, "What does a panther sound like?" So I started looking up videos on YouTube of panthers.
You wanted to be an
there was a really weird video,
and it was like a really weird video where there's a panther behind this really thin fence, and it's like growling at these people. They're like, "Oh, look, the panther's growling at us!" And it's literally like as far away as you and I are, Gavin. Like, "Oh, it's so cute!" And the panther's just like, "Rah!" Like baring its teeth
yeah,
and growling.
It's like gonna kill everyone on the other side of
like,
the fence.
How are these people still alive?
There's like a baby in the background.
Yeah,
you can
I
hear.
Would be pissing myself. Yeah. if that was me.
I remember you said while we were recording, I had the distinguishment of saying of having done the stupidest thing. You're like, "This is the dumbest thing I've ever done in 11 years."
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that. I made you do it, and it was fine. It was perfect. But I took out my phone, and I said, "One more for safety," and I recorded it. So I have a nice little video of you roaring like a panther in the booth.
There's the panther in the Animated Adventure. Yeah.
Nice.
So I tried to make noises like the panther in that video.
It wasn't that good.
It was not that close.
It was fine. It sounds like a panther.
It sufficed. For my first performance as a panther ever, I got to say I was pretty pleased with it. I thought I did an okay job.
Come to think of it, you did draw yourself on the sign. Did you not?
No, Dustin drew that.
No, that was Patrick. Patrick drew that. Yeah.
Oh.
Does not count. And also, it's not an animated adventure, so fuck off.
Have you... Wow. Have you ever, just for a laugh, made your own secret animated adventure with you? Like,
not like a secret episode, but I have drawn myself.
Oh. Can I see it one day?
Maybe, if you're good.
Let's hack
you
his computer.
The fuck, you sit around drawing yourself?
Well, it's like you never know if you need it.
If I could draw, I would draw myself.
Hey, everyone does their talent to themselves, don't they?
There was one
what
where...
What do you do? What's your talent that you do?
Well, I mean, film crap in slow-mo. I did it to myself.
But
I
you would never just... I mean...
He can draw himself?
Yeah.
You can...
Or is that weird?
You can be annoyed by yourself and not hang out with yourself, guys.
Gus does that a lot. He's like, "I fucked up. I don't even want
to." Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I was
he can ignore himself.
I was reading some of the comments here, trying to get caught up, see if there's anything on Twitter.
No, there's not.
Probably you wrote
not
yourself?
What I write?
You wrote about yourself.
Yeah. That seems pretty smug.
What are you talking about?
No, like you've written and then you've played the part.
Yeah, but I wouldn't sit around my house writing about myself. That seemed weird. Like, did you?
He didn't, never write an autobiography.
He didn't put his thing out. It's
well,
weird.
I just haven't used it yet. You don't know.
Yeah, I know, but then you sat around drawing yourself without needing to, basically.
I did need to.
Like, if
but
I
edited myself out of the audio, so
Gavin, what did
I
you
didn't
last
put
night
myself in.
Just out of curiosity, what did you do last night?
I built IKEA furniture.
You built IKEA furniture. No, go ahead and ask me.
What did you do last night?
I wrote about myself.
Cool.
That's what
did you write about?
Don't worry about it. Whoa. It's at home. I have a collection of writings about myself.
An autobiography.
Yeah,
would
that's
that be
not
weird?
No, I'm not doing
people
that.
Do that.
I'm not doing that. I'm just writing about myself in case I ever need
maybe
it.
You want to like
in the
explore
second person? Or in the third person?
I sent Patrick an image. I don't know if he's got time to put it up, but somebody already did a mock-up of our game.
A diary would be writing about yourself.
Yeah, I don't. You're trying to explore like your own psyche.
It's not that
something
weird.
You're trying
and a
to learn
diary
about
never
yourself
comes out because it's your diary.
Fair play. You're grasping at straws here.
Play.
A diary is the thing, but drawing yourself seems weird to me. It seems weird to me.
It's,
your behavior seems.
I assume it's because you can't draw. Can you draw?
You what?
You, yes. I assume,
hey, drawing is not a natural activity.
I cannot draw either.
I can't draw, and I did it.
You draw better than I do.
Okay.
Okay, but if someone's a sculptor, right? They work with clay and they sculpt things all the time.
People do self-portraits.
Like, I sculpted myself again last
night.
Well,
that's what Gus did. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
I didn't sculpt
people
it.
People do self-portraits. Artists do self-portraits.
He paid for
themselves
a thing of himself.
I don't see.
I don't
about.
Use Gus.
What
as
do you
like
want
a,
about?
What are we arguing? We're arguing about nothing. We're arguing about garbage.
It's all relative.
Don't use Gus as a barometer for like a standard for normal behavior.
That's very true.
Gus the lunatic. That's our first person shooter that somebody mocked up. The second person shooter.
So in this case, Bernie is the first Bernie person. Is the first person. And Gavin is the second person.
Left to right.
But, also
well, you're closer.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm upstaging
you. You know what the best part about that is?
What?
That's that head from that stupid photo I took of you in the alley where you're flying.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's out the back of...
Because you look like you're in a trace. Everybody uses the one where you're in the back alley and you're doing that. The better one is the one in the hallway.
Yeah.
Where you're like...
Because I had to tilt without banging my head and legs on the wall.
And also your arm is like hung in a like weird way.
We should do more of those. I don't know why we didn't.
I don't know why we didn't either.
Do one right now.
Should we do a jump freeze frame ending to the podcast?
That'd be awesome.
Are we done jump? There's a jump freeze frame and something else.
This
we
is a short.
Just working on.
Do we have the ability?
But I referenced the other short. I said we can't do this.
Do we have the ability to pause on the mixer a frame?
I believe we do, but we've never done it. So
Let's do it.
I bet no one knows how to do it.
Figure it out,
Kara. Do it.
Oh, pressure's on. Everyone's freaking out in there.
She's looking around,
guys. The podcast is about to end suddenly. Just so you know.
Yeah, do not press crazy buttons. Do not accommodate Gavin's crazy demands.
Do it.
You know, I there's been stuff we've been wanting to try. Like, I'm talking to Gavin about this special effect I want to try.
Time slice.
Yeah, we were going to, well, sort of. We were going to try different stuff like that.
Yeah.
That one. Ever since we got to stage 5, production here has ramped up so freaking much that it's like, it's hard to find time to do just like fun experimental stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the kick around stuff. We do so much stuff.
It's to say,
now.
Even within Achievement Hunter, we don't have time to do anything. Like, we have so many shows that we have to meet deadlines on. We have no experimentation time.
Yeah. Which
it's
kind
of sad.
You got to have that. You got to have that.
Like,
so
that's how the short started, is that you made Ninja Gus that one day, wasn't it?
You mean that's how they started? Or just, I thought you said that's how they died.
So
no, that's how you like started doing
it. I heard died too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they started.
I didn't say died.
I heard started.
There's a lot of times when we talk about stuff, and it's like, oh, we should do this or we should do that. And I'm like, I hear it so many times, and like, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And then if I do it, I did that this weekend.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about Game Kids stuff, about doing stuff with kids and like doing like stuff that kids can watch, like family-friendly stuff. And I was just like, fuck it. Yeah.
It gets to the point where you just got to just do it instead of planning and talking about it.
Right.
Nike.
Yeah. Pull the trigger. What does that mean?
Speaking of.
What is Swish?
Just do it. Speaking of...
You're slow today.
Was Ninja Gus in podcast 151? Please don't.
I took his phone away.
I am. You know, the other part of it, too, is I've been traveling so much, man. Is that, like, all last week I was gone. So then it's like...
So you were probably, like, 12 degrees off from me.
Yeah, from in L.A. I was at an angle. I was,
you know what Gavin
I was
says.
Leaning sideways the entire
it's
time.
It's starting to blow my mind there. People in L.A. are probably...
People in the equator are 90 degrees to you.
Yeah. But L.A. is a lot closer.
Who's Andy
speaking
Buckley?
Speaking of just doing stuff, we hit the stretch goal in the Indiegogo. We're going to be putting out some podcast let's plays.
That's exciting.
Bernie and I were kicking around some ideas earlier for games and scenarios. So.
Am I still on Team Podcast?
If we do
Team Frenzy.
Gavin,
Team Frenzy.
The first team ever, Team Frenzy. If we ever
People don't know that Gus and I are the first team name.
Yeah,
I guess apart from red team and blue team.
My favorite episode
OG
is the Mass
teams.
Effect 3 one, and you're just like, the bees.
Bees.
Did that one ever come out?
Yeah.
Oh, it did?
We were kicking around some stuff. So we were kicking around lots of ideas. We have an idea for a Minecraft one, but do you think we should do a Minecraft one or stay away from it entirely?
Sounds like a rip-off.
Minecraft Let's Play. Why wouldn't you do a Minecraft Let's Play?
What a cliche.
Yeah.
Get JD in here.
You guys already put them out, you know?
So?
What do you got, like one... 12 now? 113?
151?
107 came out on Friday.
107.
And I just started editing 110. Which we filmed like 3 months ago at this point.
You guys are wrapping up all your heists too.
Yeah. I don't know if Raze... Did Raze Heist come out today?
Raze came out today. It was out for sponsors when we started the podcast.
I'm always so excited to... Like, I don't have time to watch all of our Let's Plays, but I'm so excited to watch our heists. Because they're so dramatic. Just... yes.
Because they're all a misery.
Well, they all fail. But just the idea of like, once you're done, it makes everything so tense. And I think Jack's heist where he landed the plane in the street
that
and then we took
very
off.
Intense.
I
trying to take
my
that plane
heart...
back off again was like clipping buildings.
Yeah.
And...
I looked back at the screen with all the waveforms on it right after we took off, and it was just like thick blue bars on every single track. Because I was just like, oh my God.
I remember I was watching it and screaming too. I was like, they're not going to make it.
Everyone was blue except for Jeff, who died like 2 minutes
ago. He died walking out of his convenience store. It looked like the door killed him, is what it looked like.
And he was so shocked by it as well that he was like, what the hell?
he was like, oh, god damn. No, I guess
that's
I
so
stop.
Much fun. I just wish we had behind the scenes footage of that. It's really good.
Oh, we don't really do in the room stuff.
We don't really do behind the scenes anymore because of the layout.
You have
of the room.
Like 3 people who aren't in the Let's Plays who just
why don't all you editing just set up in. Cameras up in the corners pointed down at the room.
Yeah, I mean,
and you could just like hit record on those as well.
It's doable.
Someone's got to push a button.
If it was all set up, we would absolutely use it. But I don't think we ever want us to see our faces while we play games. Like we don't we're not really
it's always
keen
a big
on,
debate on those Let's Plays is faces
like face cam. Yeah,
yeah.
People like seeing faces, but most of the time it's just like. I don't want to see my face while I'm playing games. I'm at my mouth doing all weird stuff.
That's why I experimented when we did the podcast Let's Plays with the little portraits.
That was good. I thought that was good.
And it would illuminate. Yeah. I don't know that it worked quite well. Maybe animated GIFs next time.
What it should be is like a Doom head, like your health.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Who has the most distinct gaming face that you know?
Gaming face.
Gaming face. Anybody you know?
I don't even know what that means.
Like as they make faces while they game? Or?
Yeah, just like weird.
I know who it is.
Who?
Jeff. He gets the controller
upside down
back like this.
He does the same thing I do. He like breathes in that hole that's in the middle. Like it's like there's this weird like some kind of gas that's in the middle of those things. It's like it enhances your gaming. Ashley, when she plays a game, she lovely girl. Whenever she plays a game, she does this. It's like the most serious frowny face. It's like she's just it looks like she's absolutely miserable playing a game. She makes the same face when she reads too. Like that. In fact, there was a meme of Ashley.
Imagine them reading a really sad book.
there was a meme of Ashley when she was a frag doll, and it was a girl gaming meme. Like it was really kind of sexist, where it was like girl gamers, and it's a picture of Ashley playing on one of those like demotivational poster style things. It says some people take Farmville really really seriously because she has like a headset on and she's playing, and. She doesn't have the face in that. She's got like a touch of it, but she goes, I knew they were taking the picture. I could see the person because they were my frame of vision.
Who made that game?
Farmville?
Yeah.
Zynga?
Yeah.
That's how Zynga got started, I think. Or
it
at least
was written
they...
about in Forbes, right? Or something? Forbes.
What about it?
Oh
shit. You... Fuck off, dude.
it's not even good when you're trying
you
it.
You motherfucker.
All right, well, we need to start wrapping up.
I'm not slow. I just, like, I'm trying to have a fucking conversation with you.
We didn't talk about the World Cup.
Everything you say, fucking
we do. I talked about the World Cup like two or three times.
We can talk about it more. I mean, I've watched every game.
When are we going to put out our first Let's Play?
Oh, okay. We're going to film it, hopefully, this week. I haven't looked at the calendar to figure it out. But I think the Indiegogo said July deliveries. So we'll put them out in July.
What are we playing?
I'm not going to say yet.
Ooh.
We're still developing a plan.
Who's this we, Gavin? I want to be on the team.
Team Frenzy.
We got to have a Team Frenzy reunion.
Because Mike is away, we're not filming very much this week.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make hats. So you can place your stupid Los Santos
hat. Hey, you should do a, like a PlayPals or something while he's in Australia, and then his screen can be upside down.
You should rotate it the appropriate number of degrees. That's like 172 degrees or something. Not quite.
A lot of fucking mileage out of that joke, dude.
Yeah, we will.
You know us.
Fucking hammering on it.
All right, anything else? We're going to wrap up.
Yeah, I think we squashed every...
I'm done.
No, we talked about the World Cup.
I'm done. I think I might be done.
World Cup.
What do you mean?
I think I just might be done for a while.
What do you mean?
The podcast.
No, don't do that. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's just like
impressed about it.
No, I just like repeating that much stuff on a podcast is a lot. I mean, it's just like I don't know what to say. I just
I'm not going to say any more words.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. I'm taking my fucking confused bad at math brain. I'm going home.
Thanks for watching. We'll be back with the patch on Wednesday and another episode of the podcast.
Most depressing end to a podcast ever.
Nah.
Wave. Okay, we'll wave. She's not going to cut away unless we wave.
I scratch my forehead.
Oh, freeze, bro.
Knobs.